Well, Dermot Keaveney, captain of Niamh Patrick, Ishic Kane of Muff. Dermot, you're about to lead your club into an All-Ireland semi-final on Sunday. That doesn't sound too bad, does it?
It sounds amazing. It seems like a dream, really, to be talking about an All-Ireland semi-final. Like this time last year, if anyone ever said to you you'd be preparing for an All-Ireland semi-final, you would think they're mad, but here we are. It's true, and it's hard to believe.
And for you personally, it must be a real honour to captain the side through this journey. I mean, there haven't really been that many clubs over the years from Donegal that have gone on these kind of runs. Do you allow yourself to think about what you've achieved, or are you just taking it in your stride?
Yeah, no, you kind of have to take it in your stride as well. Like I've been captain now this last, I think it's 5 years, and county title was always the aim. Personally, myself, I was there in 2010 and 2016 with a few other lads on the team, and we weren't successful. So at the start of the year, we said the county title was the aim, and if you got that, you'd be happy. Like, but to go on and win Ulster and go over to London and win that twinning final and prepare now for a semi-final, it's a great achievement as a captain, and so proud of the boys and what they've achieved and really knuckled down this year and put the work in, and it's starting to pay off now.
Yeah, it's been some year. It's Parnell Park on Sunday, but you've been over in London now twice. I know your first game got postponed at the last minute against Tara before Christmas. It's been well documented that you have had, you know, great support that have travelled over to London both times. Did you feel any extra pressure last weekend, considering the large number of travelling support you had with you?
Yeah, definitely. Cause the first time, there was a lot. I think there was maybe about 100, close to 150 supporters came over, and for not to go through, I kind of felt sorry for them, like they were put out and the money they spent it all. And in fairness, now a lot of support made the trip back over last week, and it really helped. Really, the support to see them on the stand and the cheer from when we got a goal and got a point, and it was amazing, and really pushed us on to get that win. It's all for them as well at the end of the day too. It's great for the supporters.
Yeah, it must have been an incredible feeling to be able to deliver the right result for the people that travelled over.
Oh yeah, that's it. We knew ourselves, like it's you definitely need the support there to help us. And even after the game, we went over and gave them a good round of applause and thanked them for making the effort to come over and support us.
And as for the game itself on Sunday, any day you score 4 goals, you suppose you won't be too far away. That's now 8 goals in your last 3 big games, and it's fair to say you're going well.
Yeah, it's the goals seem to be coming fairly good this last couple of games. Keelan McColgan's in good form, and Kevin Lynch and Drew McKinney, I think he might have at least 4 goals in the last couple of games himself, so he's in top form. Sometimes in games it's really hard to get goals, but it seems to be the way we're playing, like there's big gaps opening up, and the boys are finding the right places to be in when the goal's needed. So hopefully we can get a few on Sunday. It could help us.
Yeah, you mentioned there, the key players, the likes of Kevin, Keelan and Drew, they really have stood up and performed on the big occasion. That's been massive for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, big time. Even Keelan himself, the county player, like the experience he has with county, and they won Ulster last year with Donegal. It's a massive help this year, and the boys around him too could see the way he plays, and they kind of bounce off him, and they feed off him as well. Like and Drew McKinney playing Sigerson football this year too with Maynooth, and great experience too. He's playing top level, so it's definitely helped us at club level. And big Kevin as well. I know he was injured a couple of championship games. He came on in the final and made a massive difference. The Ulster final. It's great to have him back and fit and playing good football.
So moving on to this weekend's game against the Cork and Munster champions Kilmurry. What kind of challenge are you expecting?
I think this will be the hardest game yet. Usually the Munster teams do quite well in junior competitions, especially in the All-Ireland series. There's a couple of videos of their, I think it was a quarter final and maybe their Munster final. So we've analysed them. We kind of see who they have, the players. They seem to be a young, kind of fit team. Maybe a bit like ourselves. They like the attacking football. I think it's going to be our hardest challenge yet, but we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and squad-wise, I know Keelan Harkin took a knock in London. How is he and how are the rest of the squad feeling ahead of the weekend?
Yeah, well, Keelan's not too bad. He got a bit of a knock, like, but we'll just have to see how he is maybe tonight at training, see how he gets on. And everyone else seems to be okay, thankfully. Not too much injuries. Maybe just a wee bit tight after the weekend because it was quite a heavy pitch. But we've done our stretches and we've looked after the bodies now, so hopefully all good is for Sunday, and everyone's flying fit.
And lastly, Dermot, it'll be a tough test, but surely there can be no greater motivation than the prospect of an All-Ireland final at Croke Park. I know there's a big hurdle to overcome on Sunday, but you must have thought about what an occasion that would be to lead the team out of Croke Park.
It would be a dream come true, like to walk out on that pitch, Croke Park. It's a thing of dreams. It's a thing you think of as a kid, and to do it with your club is an amazing achievement, and I'd be so proud just to lead them out. It'd be fantastic.
Well, hopefully you get there. Best of luck on Sunday, and as always, we'll be keeping a close eye on it here in Highland. Thanks very much for talking to us, Dermot.
No bother, Mark. Thanks a million.